So late yesterday, the Department of Health Services released its first ever summary measures of health report. And on the KSRO live line with us is Sarah Katz. She's the epidemiology manager for Sonoma County Health Services. Sarah, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Pat. Good morning.
Well, let's talk at, first of all, we sort of expect to talk to the health department as we have about the flu at this time of the year, or I think a couple of days ago we talked about mental health services in Sonoma County. But this time it's sort of a brand new report. And what's the overall summary say?
That's right. Thank you. What we learned from the Summary Measures of Health report is that people in Sonoma County have a similar life expectancy compared to others in California, and we experience a higher life expectancy than the nation. The other good news is that we have a lower age-adjusted premature death rate than the state and the nation, and the report highlights some of the important successes we've had, such as declining death and premature death rates due to cancer, heart disease, and stroke, which are some of the county and California's leading causes of death.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah, so the leading causes of death in Sonoma County, cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, stroke, chronic lower respiratory diseases. Is this about normal for the general population, or is there a misnomer there in just Sonoma County?
No. So generally, our leading causes of death in the county are similar to the state. We do have some differences compared to the state and the nation in our county. Alzheimer's disease is our third leading cause of death. I believe it's the sixth or seventh leading cause.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Yeah, and part of that is due to we have an older population than the rest of the county, and as we become healthier and are less likely to die of other causes, as we age, our risk of Alzheimer's death increases dramatically.
And Sarah, one of the really striking parts of this summary as I was reading through it is life expectancy in Sonoma County, and that there is a pretty dramatic variation on how long you're expected to live depending on where you live. Talk to us about the differences between folks who live in Healdsburg and folks who live in the Russian River area.
Yeah, so we've known as a community for a long time that our health outcomes are predominantly influenced by the underlying conditions, the community conditions in which we live, and whether those community conditions impinge or support healthy communities. And so what I think our life expectancy data show us is that, or suggest to us, that differences in the underlying conditions in these communities are influencing higher premature mortality rates. The good news is that we know how to address many of these community conditions to create environments in which residents can be healthier and thrive.
Well, here was the example in this report. For example, if you live in the Healdsburg area, your life expectancy is 85 years. If you live in the Russian River area of Sonoma County, your life expectancy is 78 years. I mean, that's a 7-year difference, and that is just huge. Is it about availability of care?
That's a challenging question to answer, and I would say that we know that it's not that simple, right? The health, our individual health and our community's health is influenced by many different things, and while healthcare is an essential component of health, it is not the exclusive component. So again, going back to the community conditions such as access to education, housing, financial security, and level of trauma in communities overall create a bigger picture of community health.
We do have a little bit of good news. I mean, maybe lots of good news for Sonoma County, specifically declining death and premature death rates for cancer, heart disease, and stroke. Is there a particular reason? Did you guys find that out?
Yeah, I mean, I think and part of that is due to the declining premature mortality rates to those conditions. It's following, for the most part, a national trend. I would say, and I think in part of that decline locally is due in part to our healthcare providers, who we have a really talented group of health providers in our county. And while that is positive news, I do think we need to remind ourselves that many of the risk factors that influence those outcomes are still present, meaning tobacco use, alcohol use, physical inactivity, and unhealthy eating. And so the work that we can continue to do to support community environments to influence those outcomes is especially important.
Yeah, it's ongoing work. It's never-ending work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate that this morning.
Thank you very much.
That is Sarah Katz. She is epidemiology manager, which pretty much means she covers all things health for the Department of Health Services, talking about that first ever summary measures of health report for Sonoma County.